We're here with attorney Mark Miner of the personal injury law firm of Zalman, Schnurman, and Miner. Now, Mark, if someone's injured in an accident, what should they do?
It is always best to report the accident as soon as possible and gather all important information.
And I assume it's important to call an experienced personal injury attorney.
Absolutely. The sooner you call, the better. If you call us for a free consultation at 1-800-LAWLINE, we will be able to advise you of your rights. The sooner we get started on investigating what happened, the better. There are many reasons to act quickly. The failure to act may mean losing a chance for compensation.
If someone's injured in an accident, when's the best time to call?
If you are injured in an accident, you should call us right now at 1-800-LAWLINE. There is no cost for a consultation and no fee unless there's a recovery. We are here to help you.
If you are injured in an accident, call the experienced personal injury attorneys at Zalman, Schnurman, and Miner at 1-800-LAWLINE. That number, 1-800-LAWLINE.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Nathaniel Philbrick. His new book, Travels with George, in Search of Washington and His Legacy. George Washington is in South Carolina. This is the state that is understood as the centerpiece of what we've come to be called the slaveocracy. That's what it was called in the 19th century, prior to the Civil War and after the Civil War. And George Washington traveled from Charleston to Savannah, a beautiful city as well as Charleston. But the ironies are everywhere. And when we come to the 21st century with Nat and his wife Melissa and their toller Dora, they find, strikingly, without looking for them, all these signs and memories of Sherman's March. It's amazing to me, Nat. I felt sometime that we were in a time machine to the 18th century, but every once in a while there'd be a warp in time, and it'd suddenly be 1864.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when Washington couldn't find a public tavern, he would stay in sumptuous houses that were there, and every one of them had been burned by Sherman. And so at one point I wanted to visit the site of this place. I couldn't, but someone working at a grocery store nearby had pictures of it on her iPad and showed me, you know, the rubble of this once splendid plantation with a row of live oaks leading to it. And, you know, the rubble of what will be the future of Washington's journey, and yet is the past to us, was everywhere. On our way to Savannah, we passed a billboard, this huge billboard beside a very small road, saying, you know, Sherman's army, looters, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, you know, it's as if it had happened 2 days ago, that the anger is still there. And so it made this, and here we are following Washington as he's trying to unite this country, knowing that Sherman will be headed this way in the midst of the Civil War that will tear everything apart. And so it made it an extraordinary segment of our journey, you know, a kind of culminating point.
Another irony paradox discovered in the Travels with George is the Native Americans and how Washington's government itself had two minds about what is to be done. But we meet the Catawbas at the Catawba River, and particularly General New River. Who are the Catawbas to George Washington?
Yeah, the Catawba were a tribe that Washington had dealings with for years. When he was an officer in the British Army during the Seven Years' War, also known as the French and Indian War, prior to the Revolution, he was sending trade goods to the Catawba, who actually fought on the side of the British side. But then when it would come to the Revolution, they would switch and fight on the American side. And so they used to refer to their chiefs as king. They switched it to general after the America became, you know, they had switched their alliance to the America Republic. And Washington meets with the Catawba, who are concerned that the land given them by the British which will they'll lose it as the white people who they are leasing the land to use the courts to try to take their land. And Washington assures them that only the federal government is in charge of that. But their fears were legitimate because, of course, given the treatment of Native Americans by our government, they would lose much of their property over time. And so, but it's Washington meeting, it's a fascinating point in his journey where he is talking to the Catawba, and who even as he's trying to be as faithful as he can when it comes to treaties, and yet as a general during the Revolution, he led a campaign against the Iroquois who were fighting on the British side, and so once again, like slavery, the paradoxical, disturbingly tortured relationship America has with Native people.
I believe at this point, Washington has ordered or directed Henry Knox, the Secretary of War, to make war on the Native Americans of Ohio, which is why they're, I believe that's what you report, correct?
Right, exactly. So ongoing is our military actions, which he's waiting feverishly on, to hear what's happening in Ohio, what we call Ohio today. And so, it's right there. Where Washington is assuring the Catawba that our government is something to be trusted, even as Henry Knox, his Secretary of War, is directing a battle against the Native peoples of Ohio. And so, it's there it is. And it's, all part of just one stop on Washington's journey across the country.
More discoveries for Washington's trip. The Moravians. We come to Old Salem, North Carolina. The Moravian brethren had fled Europe and they wanted peace and independence and to worship as their practices prescribed. And yet there is what Nat introduces me to, a hidden town in Old Salem. What is that, Nat?
Yeah, it's part of the new interpretation of that the Old Salem staff is applying to Old Salem, where the fact is these Moravians who are here in search of religious freedom own slaves. That helped build this beautiful town, and they had a tavern where slaves helped to operate the tavern, and yet only white males were allowed to stay at the tavern. And so, this is an aspect of Old Salem, which is now a open air museum is coming to terms with. And that's another theme running throughout Travels with George is, seeing how the new interpretations of the past at the various historical houses and museums we visited. And Old Salem is an example of really taking the bull by the horns and saying, look, there was the Moravian side of the story, but there was also the hidden side to that story.
There is a school, several school classes at Old Salem when Nat and Melissa and Dora are there. And one of the school classes comes to talk about the American Spelling Book by Noah Webster. There's a proverb in it. A cat may look on a king. What does that mean, Nat?
Yeah, it's a wonderful moment. A cat may look at a king. That means, there's nothing more humble than a cat and nothing more royal than a king. But that doesn't prevent the cat from looking at the king. A sense that no matter how disparate social hierarchies may be, you can they're it's able to jump them in some sense. And what's great about this, this is the English. These kids are speaking German. That's the language they grew up with, but they're taking English lessons. And as the child reads this, he looks up and he says in sort of garbled English that now, he is looking at the king now, you know, looking at George Washington in this instance is the king and the kids are the cat. You know, once again, it's just one of these wonderful moments that often involve Washington and children.
On the way back, we stop at a place called Cole's Ferry, which is in ruins, but it's where Washington crossed. And what I discover is that we're just moments away from George Washington. That's the sense that I got. Once upon a time, I attended the cutting down of a tree because it was dying and in the way that had been planted by the Quakers with William Penn. And there was a sense of sadness, but at the same time, participating in something that is commonplace throughout America. When old trees come down, you think about when they were born. What you've discovered is that the ruins of George Washington's voyages, passages, are still there. They're in the, what you discovered, bricks from the ferry.
Yeah. Oh, it was eerie. It was like, you know, it was like going through a jungle, so overgrown. This place that had once been a town, that had had a tavern, is now long since abandoned. Bridges replaced the ferries. And yet here we found the bricks of the chimney that had collapsed, and also the chain that had, the ferry that had drawn the ferry across had, you could see where the tree had grown around it, you know, had surrounded it. It was inside the tree. And so, you know, once again, you know, this is where Washington had been 130, you know, so many years before. And the evidence was there. You just have to look.
We're going back to Mount Vernon now because there are ironies that we've bypassed. And one of them, most importantly to George Washington, is where will the nation's capital be? How big will it be? Who will build it? What does it mean? The book is Travels with George in Search of Washington and His Legacy. Nathaniel Philbrick is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.